Chapter 7. It was noon by the time Lexi and Dina stuffed the last cannoli shell with her sweet ricotta recipe. She threw her apron into the bin, said goodbye to Dina, and grabbed a cannoli on her way out the door. She took the same path to Nan's cottage as she had the day before. This time, she was more focused on the sweet, creamy pastry than the scenery. The hours spent over the fryolator had paid off. The shell was perfectly crunchy. They were sure to be a big hit at tonight's dinner. Speaking of which, Lexi realized she'd better hurry if she wanted to have some beach time with Jack before they had to come back to the dining hall to eat. She shoved the rest of the cannoli in her mouth, wiped her hands together, and sprinted the rest of the way to Nan's. The four ladies turned as Lexi tapped lightly on the screen, then let herself in. She glanced at the whiteboard and noticed they had added a column labeled Clues and put Pink Cadillac under it and had updated the Dugasse column with the time of death. "Did Payne say anything enlightening after we left?" Nan's was all business. "Not really." Lexi sunk into the old slip-covered sofa that faced the whiteboard and studied the columns. "Let's go through the board and you can tell us about any new information," Nan said to Lexi. "Did you find out about any enemies or any rumors about Chef Dugasse?" Lexi shook her head. "Nothing so far. I have Dina asking around. You know how teens are, they see a lot more than the rest of us." Nan nodded, then pointed to the crime scene column. "Do you know what they might have found for evidence?" "Other than the knife? No. But Jack said, if it was his case, he would be scouring the trails for evidence. And it doesn't look like Payne is doing that. We walked a couple of them yesterday and didn't find a thing. But there's one more I want to check out. Maybe you guys could go with me?"
"Sure," Nan said, looking at the others who nodded their agreement.
"I wish we knew if they found anything out by the dumpsters," Helen said. "It sure is a lot easier investigating these things when you have an in at the police department."
Lexi nodded her agreement. Back home, Jack usually knew everything about the cases they were working on, and he would give them tidbits of information. She didn't think they'd be getting the same courtesy from Payne. Nan's pointed at the murder weapon column on the whiteboard.
"This knife could be a clue, if we could verify whose knife it is."
Lexi shrugged. "Most every chef has a set of knives, but I did notice that knife was a very high-end one with a mahogany handle. I haven't seen any like that in the kitchen, but I'll keep looking." Ida stepped out from the other side of the board and tapped her finger on the heading of the next column, Sylvia.
"This is probably where we should focus our efforts."
"Yes, she seems to be our most likely suspect,"
Nan's agreed. "She claims she was in the freezer, that she never went outside until after I found him," Lexi said. "Thomas, the chef she was talking to right before the murder, said he didn't see where she went, so I can't place her at the scene yet."
"She stands to gain the head chef's spot, and she probably hated him just as much as anyone,"
Helen pointed out.
"I bet when she saw him yelling at the other chef, it was the straw that broke the camel's back, and she got so mad that she ran out there and shoved the knife into his chest."
Ida clasped her hands together and arced them in the air in front of her, making stabbing motions. Ruth nodded.
"Pent-up aggression for how he treated everyone."
"A crime of passion," Helen added.
Helen's words triggered something in the back of Lexi's mind. Or maybe... The four women raised their eyebrows at her. What if there was more going on with Sylvia and Dugasse than just a chef and sous-chef relationship? Lexi asked. Nan's eyebrows shot up.
"Did you see something to indicate that?"
"Well, sort of. I did see them in some conversations that seemed to be more personal than professional. I didn't think anything of it at the time, but now..."
lover's quarrel.
Ida's eyes lit up. Well, I don't know. It's one thing to look into, I guess. There's another thing, too. Lexi's brow wrinkled. When Sylvia saw me with the body, she asked if we should hide it.
Hide it? Nan said. Why would she ask that if she didn't kill him?
I have no idea, Lexi said. And then there's the matter of Brad.
Who's Brad?
Helen asked. Another one of the chefs. He's the one that told Payne I had stormed off to stop Dugasset once and for all. And he was needling me today about being the killer. Lexi pressed her lips together. I have no idea why he would do that, unless he just hates me.
It could be a love triangle, Ida said.
Lexi made a face. I'll have to ask around and see if anyone else noticed anything.
Meanwhile, I'll add Brad to the board.
Nance added his name under the suspects column.
There's another thing to consider, Ruth said. How did his body get behind the dumpster?
He might have been dragged there to buy some time for the killer. If the feet weren't sticking out, he might not have been found until hours later.
Nance pinched her nose with her thumb and forefinger.
The smell of the dumpster would have masked any smells from the body.
And that would imply the killer wanted to get far away. So maybe it wasn't someone from the kitchen,
Helen said.
Or he was lured to the other side of the dumpster by the killer, who stabbed him, then took off down the path, Ida added. Either way, that indicates we should also consider suspects that weren't in the kitchen,
Nan said.
Which ties in with what I found online.
Ruth held up the iPad. Lexi's eyebrows shot up.
What did you find?
Well, it seems your chef was involved in some sort of chili contest, Ruth said.
Lexi nodded, remembering Brad's order that she make the cornbread was the catalyst for her finding Dugasset in the first place.
Yes, I know.
Well, it seems this chili contest can be quite lucrative, and it's very competitive. Some newspaper articles describe it as cutthroat.
Why? Helen asked.
The usual reason. Money. The winner gets a national brand, so not only will they get the money from chili sales, but their name will become a household word, which will lead to other endorsements, cookbooks, etc.
Ruth looked up at them.
Winning that contest could be worth millions.
Did he ever talk about the contest? His rivals or anything?
Nance asked Lexi. I never heard him say anything. Lexi spread her hands, wishing she'd paid more attention to Dugasset. The truth was, she kind of zoned out whenever he started droning on.
Well, that's something to look into, then.
Ruth crossed to the board and added chili contest to the list.
And that brings us to the pink Cadillac.
Helen pointed to the words on the whiteboard.
Too bad we can't ask Jack to just look that up in the database,
Ida said.
Well, luckily a pink Cadillac is unusual, so I'm going to start by doing a search on newspaper articles. Then if that doesn't pan out, I'll hack into the motor vehicles database.
Ruth looked up at them and widened her eyes, putting her hand over her mouth.
Oops. I mean, I'll look elsewhere.
The other women laughed, then gathered behind Ruth to look over her shoulder as she searched. After a minute, she said,
Got it.
She held the iPad up.
Here's a picture of the exact same car I saw in the parking lot. The article is about a semi-celebrity that's staying in the area at the Sheraton Hotel. You know, the fancy five-star one on the side of the mountain?
Yes, Nance, Ida, Helen, and Lexi all said. Everyone knew that hotel. It was the height of luxury.
Well,
Apparently she loves pink. Pink car, pink clothes, pink purse, even a pink dog.
Lexi wrinkled her brow and bent closer to the iPad. Sure enough, it showed a middle-aged blonde with gigantic pink sunglasses holding a furry, dyed pink Pomeranian.
What's that have to do with our case?
Nans wondered. Lexi grabbed the iPad and scanned the article. Her heart jerked in her chest when she looked at the caption under the picture. She sucked in a deep breath and looked up at the four women. The owner of the pink Cadillac is Victoria Dugasse, Chef Dugasse's wife.